Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, December 27th, 2021 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. Yes, this is the last Monday show of 2021. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Verso Corporation will be acquired by Billerud Korsnäs for approximately $825 million. Also making headlines, Nordic Paper is going to grow in North America by making an acquisition. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Thursday, December 23rd, at 44.25, up 50 points, or 1.1%, from the December 17th close. Gaining shares outpaced decliners by a 5-4 margin. And over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was up 2.1%. That's 1.1% for the PM40 compared to 2.1% from the S&P 500. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Verso, up 33.7%, followed by Veritiv, gaining 7%. The biggest decliner for the week was Nine Dragons, closing down 12.8%. Over the past year, Veritiv has been the top performer, gaining 461%, while the deepest decliner was IT Tech Packaging, down by 62%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P's tracker is up 2.1%, while the PM40 is down 2.2%. And we'll be back right after these messages.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline Canada. Canada to challenge U.S. softwood lumber duties under new NAFTA. The federal government is launching a challenge under the new NAFTA agreement against U.S. softwood lumber duties, International Trade Minister Mary Ng has announced. Minister Mary Ng said the government filed notice of the challenge under Chapter 10 of the Canada-U.S.-Mexico agreement, and she says, quote, Canada reaffirms its call for the United States to stop imposing unwarranted duties on Canadian softwood lumber products, Ng said in a statement. The U.S. Department of Commerce announced in November that it would be imposing an average duty of 17.9% on softwood lumber imported from Canada, twice the previous 8.9% rate. In May, the U.S. government said it planned to hike the rate to 18.32%, but after further analysis over the summer, the agency decided to ratchet down that plan while still doubling the levy. Not all Canadian lumber will face the same duty, as the U.S. alleges different companies are subsidized to different levels. The final rates are as followed: Canfor Corporation 19.54%, West Fraser Timber Company 11.12%, Resolute Forest Products, 29.66%, J.D. Irving 15%, and all other Canadian lumber producers will see a baseline tariff of 17.9%. Dateline Grand Rapids, Michigan. UFP Industries acquires Advantage Label and Packaging. UFP Industries announces that its affiliate, UFP Packaging LLC, has acquired Advanced Label and Packaging Incorporated, a provider of labels and related equipment used in industrial packaging, for approximately $16 million. The transaction also includes $2.9 million for related real estate, as well as incentives and payments of up to $4.5 million over 5 years if certain performance goals are met. Founded in 1996 and based in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Advance Label provides blank and customized labels, printers, label applicators, and other packaging supplies. Key industries served by the company include beer and beverage, body armor, food production and processing, greenhouse and nursery, hobby and craft, manufacturing, and automotive. The company had trailing 12-month sales through November of 2021 of approximately $19.8 million. Advantage Label's former shareholder group and management team, including President Brad Knopf and sales manager T.J. Long, will continue in leadership roles. And we'll be back right after this. Attention employers and job seekers, it just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Paperitalo Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Vancouver, British Columbia. Canfor Pulp announces extended production outage at Northwood Pulp Mill. Canfor Pulp Products Incorporated announced an extended outage on one production line at its Northwood Northern Bleached Softwood Kraft Pulp Mill, located in Prince George, British Columbia. The outage is to enable the rebuild of the lower furnace of its number one recovery boiler in order to ensure the safe and reliable operation of the boiler. That's a good thing. The company currently estimates that the extended downtime will be approximately 85 to 100 days, with a reduction in production of NBSK pulp to 68,000 to 80,000 metric tons and an estimated capital cost of $30 million, as well as higher associated maintenance costs. Canfor Pulp will continue to operate the second production line at Northwood Pulp Mill over this period. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dateline Halifax. Province releases draft terms for Northern Pulp's environmental assessment report. Nova Scotia's Environment Department has outlined the information it wants from Northern Pulp before the Environment Minister will decide whether to approve the shuttered mill's planned restart. The draft terms of reference are open for public comment until January 31st, and the final terms will be released no more than 40 days later. At that point, the two-year clock will start for the mill's owners to submit a report with all the requested information. The report will have to provide detailed descriptions and justifications for every component of the plan, which includes the construction of a new effluent treatment facility and pipeline into Pictou Harbor, where treated waste would be released. It will have to describe the potential environmental impacts and measures that could be taken to prevent, mitigate, or remedy any negative effects. Northern Pulp also has to propose programs for monitoring the environmental effects during construction, operation, and abandonment phases, and a program for informing the public about the project. The government has to take into consideration comments from the public, the provincial and federal governments, municipalities in the vicinity of the project, any indigenous people of communities or communities that are affected in any neighboring jurisdictions outside of Nova Scotia, but still in the vicinity of the project. Northern Pulp has already submitted a 126-page description of its proposal, but this additional report is meant to provide more detail and evidence. If the plan gets provincial approval, Northern Pulp has said the mill could be up and running again by 2026. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papper Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papper Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Miamisburg, Ohio. Verso Corporation to be acquired by Billerud Korsnäs. Verso Corporation announced that it has entered into a definite merger agreement under which Billerud Korsnäs AB will acquire all of the outstanding shares of Verso for a purchase price of about $27 per share in cash, or approximately $825 million. Verso's board of directors, acting upon the recommendation of a special committee of the Verso board, has approved unanimously and resolved to recommend approval of the merger by Verso's shareholders. The transaction is expected to close in the second quarter of 2022. The consideration corresponds to a premium of approximately 35% compared to the closing price of Verso's shares on December 17, 2021. A premium of approximately 26% compared to Verso's volume-weighted average share price over the last 30 trading days, and a premium of approximately 57% compared to the unaffected closing price of Verso's shares on July 9, 2021, the day prior to Atlas Holdings' submission of an unsolicited, non-binding proposal to acquire Verso for $20 per share in cash. The acquisition of Verso is fully in line with Billerud Korsnäs's strategy to drive profitable growth in paperboard and the ambition to expand into North America. Billerud Corsonis aims to build one of the most cost-efficient and sustainable paperboard platforms in North America by converting several of Verso's assets into paperboard machines while maintaining Verso's position as a quality and cost leader in specialty and coated free sheet paper. In making the acquisition, Billerud Corsonis recognizes that Verso's strategic assets are positioned in a region with abundant and cost-effective fiber supply suitable for production of premium packaging materials. Verso's location also presents favorable export opportunities to both Asia and Europe. Billerud will become the platform for Verso's future expansion in North America and is expected to provide continuous growth opportunities over the next 10 years and beyond. The combined company will become one of the largest providers of virgin fiber paper and packaging with a cost and quality advantage. Billerud Corsonis plans to convert Verso's largest facility, its Escanaba Mill, into a world-class, sustainable, fully integrated paperboard production site. One machine is estimated to be converted by 2025, a second machine by 2029, with a total capacity of around 1.2 million tons. Billerud Corsonis estimates that the investment for the conversion project will be approximately $1 to $2 billion. And in addition to the continued paper production in Escanaba during the conversion, Billerud Corsonis plans to continue operating its Quinnesec mill, a cost and quality leader in graphic paper, specialty coated free sheet, and specialty papers. The mill has the capacity to produce about 430,000 tons of graphic and specialty papers and 240,000 tons of market pulp per year. Dayline Canada, Nordic paper to grow in North America by acquisition of Glassine Canada Incorporated. Nordic Paper Holdings AB has agreed to acquire Glassine Canada Incorporated, a specialized manufacturer of demanding greaseproof paper grades primarily for the food applications. With this acquisition, Nordic Paper strengthens its presence in North America, the largest greaseproof paper market in the world. The preliminary purchase price for Glassine Canada on a cash and debt-free basis is between $81 and $92 million Canadian dollars. The final purchase price is dependent on the performance of the company up until year end. Glassine Canada Incorporated, supplies its specialty products mainly to North American markets from its manufacturing base in Quebec, Canada. The company has 56 employees. Over the past 3 years, Glassine Canada Incorporated has had average annual net sales of $35 million Canadian dollars and an EBITDA margin of 27%. The EBITDA of the last 12 months of the company was $7.7 million Canadian dollars, while depreciation was $0.6 million Canadian dollars. Closing of the transaction is expected to take place on the 31st of December 2021. The acquired business will, after closing, be reported within the natural greaseproof segment. The transaction will be financed by Nordic Paper using cash and its existing credit facilities. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 9th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2021. All rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.